back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a bill pending in the House right now to stop Biden from closing down Guantanamo Bay Prison, Gitmo, and bringing the jihadists to civilian prisons in the United States. This was something that was proposed under Obama. And when he came up with various places, one was South Carolina, one was a supermax prison in Kansas, the governors and the delegations from those states didn't want it. There are very few issues where the Republicans take issue with Biden that I agree with, but this is one of them. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you the experience in Europe of the countries essentially putting jihadists who murder people into civilian prisons. First of all, what they do is they're in the general prison population and they convert a lot of that prison population into their views on jihad. As a result, all you do is have the virus of terrorism spread among the general prison population. Secondly, the security in prisons, and especially in some of them, other than the Supermax prison, is much more lax than in Guantanamo Bay. If they escape in Guantanamo Bay, which they never have, they can't swim to Florida, it's 90 miles. And if they go into the general Cuban population, everybody talks a lot about how Cuba was a communist country and so forth. Actually, what it was when they overthrew Batista back in the 1950s, who was a terrible authoritarian on the right, Fidel Castro came in. It wasn't the equivalent of Russian communism or Chinese communism. And frankly, we have got to reintegrate Cuba back into the Western Hemisphere. They're a fine people, and they would make a great contribution to our world if we can repatriate them into it. And I think that Biden will. But they also are not going to lightly permit escapees into their population. Nobody's escaped. It's expensive to run it. In my view, it's imperative to quarantine jihadist prisoners from the general civilian population because of the fear of conversion of the general population, who are all angry anyway. And what's happened in Europe is that you have more jihadists coming out. I also think that the Gitmo should be used for senior drug cartel people and for senior members of the Central American sadistic gangs like M15. You put them in civilian prisons, and all that comes out of that is trouble in those prisons. If you have them on civilian trials as opposed to military trials, what happened with El Chapo, and nobody's had more evidence against him than El Chapo, but somehow he managed to bribe a juror who came forward afterwards and said that he'd violated the court's orders and had looked at publicity about the case, so therefore there should be a new trial. It's also very easy to threaten civilian juries. All the people down in Gitmo are tried by military juries in the Judge Advocate General Corps or the lawyers, and that's the way it should be. For jihadist terrorists, for drug cartel senior people, and for Central American transnational gangs. So this is an issue, I think, that transcends ideology. I don't know who introduced it in the Republican Party, and I don't care. Biden, to his credit, has not said he'll do it. He said he'll look at it. So keep looking at it, but be very careful. I do not want these people brought to the United States with civilian juries that can be intimidated and bribed in civilian jails where they can convert the population to jihad and inflict uprisings and misery as they have in Europe. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Whatever Biden does is better than what has happened in the last 4.5 years, and he's just been handed so much stuff. It's just an unbelievable task. And then, of course, you have people like Hawley, Graham, and Johnson, and Cruz that obstruct everything, no matter what happens. But I only have a minute to call you here, and what is the deal in the state of Wisconsin with the Republican lawmakers refusing to wear face masks? You're supposed to set a good example to people, in my mind. That's the first and foremost thing you do as a leader. And I just don't understand what's going on. There's everything has to be so hard anymore, Matt. You know, it's there's no, I don't know how to put my finger on it, but the political situation is just almost an impossible thing anymore. Well, with that, thanks for taking my call. I got to run, and I'll be listening. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling in, as always, with a great topic. And actually, you feed into another topic we have on the agenda today, and I'll get to it right now. And that is this. There was a big article in the New York Times that hit precisely that point, and it said that a lot of Republican legislatures, mostly with Democratic governors, but some of them even with moderate Republican governors, are slamming their governors, trying to assert control, especially things like COVID, distancing, and masking. And Wisconsin was very prominent, but we're not alone. We're not alone. North Carolina is another one. And there are some Republican ones like Ohio. Ohio has a Republican governor, but he's ordered masks, and the right-wing nut jobs in the Republican legislature are going against him. So here's what's going on in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, Tony Evers declared an emergency 60-day mask order. This is a no-brainer. It's duh. Are you kidding me? Everybody in the country. How many times does Fauci have to get on there in the CDC and say, wear a mask? I wear a mask. Most people wear a mask. Robin Voss wore equivalent of a hazmat suit when he went to the polls. Do you remember that back in April? And then lied and said, it's very safe. Well, if it's safe, why are you wearing a hazmat suit? So the deal is that the Republicans say, it's not whether or not there should be masks, it's that Evers said we had to do it. And there is a Republican, a real, real, real lightweight Republican up in Chippewa Falls, a woman who goes, Evers had to know that he was taunting us with this. He had to know it because it was coming from him. Okay, well, then you pass it. They have the power. They go to Hudson up there in St. Croix County, sort of a bedroom community in a way of Minneapolis, and they go to the judge up there, tell Evers he can't do it. And the judge said to them, you have the power to tell him he can't do it. You're trying to pass the queen of spades off on me, or the old maid, you know, the card game. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. And he threw them out like dogs. He threw them out. Now they're in the Supreme Court. Evers was very crafty, extremely crafty. What he did was, the 60-day expiry, he puts in another 60-day order. Well, this time they got to go back to the legislature and try to set it aside again and fight about it, and it'll take more time. What is going on is they claim we don't care about masks, but they do care about masks, because if they didn't care about masks, they'd say, fine, go ahead and do it. Or if they didn't want him to get the credit, they would have done it themselves. They would have done it. They have the power to do it. They would have done it themselves. And it's not like he said, this is a 5-year mask order. It's not like he said, I'm going to close every business down in the state and nobody can go in anywhere. When he gives things like the 25% capacity or 50% capacity, it's not even coming from him. It's coming from local municipal officials like mayors. They're following CDC guidelines. They're following the science. Right now, we've lost 500,000 people dead within the last year. 500,000 people since January, now February, rather, 2020. 500,000. What, does no one care? This is a very serious thing, and now there are very